The city of San Jose, California, opened a new outdoor skating rink today called Downtown Ice. And unfortunately for fans of the local pro hockey franchise, that may be the best skating action they get to see all winter. The National Hockey League's labor dispute is now 10 weeks old. It threatens to kill the entire season. And that has not been good for the businesses that depend on fans of the San Jose Sharks. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
When the San Jose Sharks are playing at home, O'Flaherty's Irish Pub is packed. But with the NHL season on ice, the pub is almost as deserted as the nearby hockey arena. Manager John Goldstein tried sponsoring a Sharks unhappy hour with discounted drinks on what would have been game nights. He's even posted schedules for the city's professional lacrosse team. But standing behind an empty bar, Goldstein admits he hasn't had much success.
We're a big metropolitan city that needs, you know, professional sports to entertain us. I mean, we don't have a basketball team, a baseball team, or a football team. So, I mean, that's a big outlet that's lacking in our community.
Peggy Sue's restaurant next door is also playing shorthanded without the Sharks. The diner's menu includes a hat trick special. But manager Gerald Aguinaga says not even an award-winning hamburger can draw diners from throughout the Bay Area the way that hockey does.
You get to know these people as regulars, so we just won't see them until there's hockey.
Downtown San Jose is hardly a ghost town. There's still the symphony, the ballet, and a weekly farmer's market. But Rick Jensen of the Downtown Association says it's hard to replace a hockey team that filled the downtown arena more than 41 nights each year.
Yeah, we miss the Sharks. We wish they were here. We wish none of this had happened. We're not really on a side except for hockey. From the fan perspective and from the business perspective, we just want hockey.
The city government also expects to feel the pinch in both tax revenues and arena rent payments. Budget Director Larry Lisenby says missing those revenue goals is especially tough when the Silicon Valley Center is still recovering from the bursting of the tech bubble.
I'm forecasting for the city of San Jose next year a $60 million shortfall as it is, and this just adds to that sea of red ink that we're facing.
The score is the same in hockey cities around the country. At the Nassau Coliseum, home of the New York Islanders, General Manager Scott Mullen has cut back on part-time staff and laid off some managers because of the lockout. He says the stalemate between team owners and players over a proposed salary cap endangers the whole hockey season.
Somebody said to me the other day, when two elephants fight, the only thing that gets killed is the grass below them.
Mullen has been trying to book alternative acts in the Coliseum, but he says that's difficult because the National Hockey League is only giving up dates 45 days in advance, and most major performers need more lead time than that. Still, hockey fans' loss has been Indian music fans' gain. Mullen was able to book a concert of this type of Indian music featuring stars from Bollywood, something he wouldn't ordinarily do during hockey season. He's also been able to accommodate some smaller events, like a motivational speech by soccer player Mia Hamm. Those kinds of acts don't move beer and hot dogs the way hockey does, though, according to Rick Abramson. His company, Sports Service, runs the concessions at 7 hockey arenas, including Boston, Nashville, and the company's headquarters city of Buffalo.
You know, if a rock group comes in or a dance troupe comes in, you know, they come in and they play one day. The Buffalo Sabres are part of Buffalo. The Boston Bruins are part of Buffalo. I mean, that's why it says Boston Bruins. Elton John doesn't say New York Elton John.
Economists would argue that the money fans aren't spending on hockey simply gets spent somewhere else. But that's cold comfort to the bar owners, parking lot attendants, and Zamboni drivers who depend on hockey for their livelihood. They're all hoping for a quick end to the lockout. So is San Jose Budget Director Larry Lisenby.
I'm a season ticket holder, so I, in addition to the impact on my job, I miss hockey.
He and other fans may be missing hockey for a while. The NHL has already scrubbed plans for its February All-Star game. Scott Horsley, NPR News.